Welcome back to Das Kanem on the Parsha. Usually I have a lot of trouble picking which comment of the Das Kanem I would like to share for this year. Baruch Hashem, this week, Parsha Tzav, it was much easier. Because in my version of the Chumash, at least, there are only two comments of the Das Kanem. So I would cut down my my selection. I still had to choose, because both of them are certainly worth speaking about. But I'm going to choose the second one, which is Perek Zayin Pasuk Yir Aleph on the Shlamim, right? So, you know, Parshas Tzav repeats a lot of the categories of Karbanos and some of the laws, but there are a lot of new laws, and it's really from a new perspective. That's for a different year. And the comment of the Das Kanem is as follows: Zevach HaShlamim. So, Lama Nikra Shemam Shlamim. Why do they call the name of this Karban the Shlamim, right? Shlamim sounds like Shalom, peace. Shlema, like whole. So what does that mean? So Shemisim Shalom Ben Yisrael Avihim Shabashemayim, because it puts peace between Yisrael and their Father in Heaven, Hashem. So it restores peace between God and the Jewish people. We'll take this opportunity to give Rashi a shout out from Parshas Vayikra, Perek Gimel, where it speaks about the Shlamim, and Rashi gives two other midrashic explanations. One of them is that it brings peace to the world. Shlamim, Shalom, and another one is that there's peace between all the parties involved, which is that because part of the karban is eaten by the kohanim, part of it is eaten by the one who brings the karban. That's the uniqueness of the karban shlamim, and the third part is burnt on the mizbeach. So the fact that there's right, everyone gets their share, so to speak, every party. Hashem kaviyachol gets his piece. The kohen gets his piece. The one who brings it gets his piece. So that's why, and his piece, P-I-E-C-E. So therefore, it brings peace, P-E-A-C-E, to everybody involved. So that's what Rashi says. But this is actually something else. It's that it brings peace between Yisrael and Avihim Shabashamayim, between Hashem and the Jewish people, which is not the pshat that it just brings peace to the world. And it's not the pshat that it's peaceful for all three parties involved, because over here we're only mentioning two parties. So this is different. What is going on over here? Why and why does it bring peace between Hashem and the Jewish people? How is that peace created? And why the Karban Shlamim over anything else? Karban Olah is incredibly holy. The whole thing is burnt, goes to Hashem. The Karban Chatas, the Karban Hasham, they're all important. Why is it that the Karban Shlamim is the one that does that? And another question is why this comment is made specifically here for the Karban Shlamim when Tzav speaks about it, not in Parshas Vayikra, when we first mentioned the Shlamim, which is where indeed Rashi has his explanation for the term Shlamim. So most of these questions, I think, could be answered by taking a look at the source of the Balei Tosfos in the Das Kanem, which is Midrash Tanhuma. Midrash Tanhuma, Zion on our Parsha, says that the Korban Shlamim is called that, and it explains that unlike the other Karbanos, which are they're brought for various Averos, which is, right, the Karban Chatas and Karban Hashem for sure. The Karban Olah also could be, it's brought for improper thoughts or for inaction when action was called for. It could be donated, but most Olos and Chatos and Hashemos will be, or at least a majority, are brought to atone for various things. But that is not the case for the Karban Shlamim, right? The Karban Shlamim is brought, sometimes it's just a gift. Someone is making a donation to Hashem. He wants to, bring a free will offering. Sometimes it's a Karban Torah, thanking Hashem. Sometimes it's the Karban Chagiga and Yom Tovim, celebrating Yom Tov and eating from them. And therefore, it's considered a very special Karban. Kli Yakar elaborates on this point as well. But I think it's just very interesting, because now the way we're seeing it, it would seem that this is what makes peace between us and Hashem, because it's not motivated by guilt or an attempt to right a wrong, but rather it's just out of love for Hashem and just out of respect for Hashem. We tend to think of peace as the absence of war, but maybe that's not true, right? The Karban Chatas, the Karban Asham, the Karban Ola can restore a balance to the world. Sometimes we created an imbalance with our inappropriate actions or inappropriate thought or speech, and we created an imbalance. And to restore that balance, to undo that damage, so we're no longer longer at war, so to speak, with God when we bring those karbanos. But the pieces is an active thing. It's a harmony through which we work with others. And when you're really at shalom with somebody, there is something present. It's not the absence of war. So to right the wrong is not enough. It's to create a new right. It's to do something positive. To bring a karban shlamim and say, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm just bringing this. Or I'm just bringing this karban to say I love you. Now the Das HaKeinim quote this over here, not in Vayikra, because that's what the Midrash Tanchuma does. Midrash Tanchuma is in this week's Parsha, not in Parsha's Vayikra. But it could be that what it's telling us is that even a thank you, even though that's a response to something, right? Of course, for sure, if I just give a free will offering to Hashem, a shlamim, so of course that's something that will create that shalom. But even just saying a thank you, and it's responding to Hashem, is already enough to achieve this peace. And this is very important in our Avodas Hashem, how often we have to, give to Hashem and say thank you to Hashem. And really, in all our relationships, we should be mindful of this, that it's not okay just to not annoy people, not cause stress to others, but we have to actually go out of our way to give, to thank, to show appreciation. And not only that, but the more shlamim that you bring, the better that your chatas and your ola and your asham is going to be, right? Because if you build a relationship, a peaceful, harmonious relationship with Hashem or anybody, then when you make mistakes, so they're more easily forgiven, they're more easily overlooked, and it could be that even creates a positive thing, right? When if you have a good friend, you have a good relationship with, and then you offend them. So when you apologize, sometimes that apology can actually deepen the relationship and make the relationship better. But if that's really all it is, if it's two people who have nothing to do with each other, and then you bring then you sin, and then so when you bring a karban chatas or you write an apology letter or anything like that, so it won't really achieve as much, because you're only that your relationship is only in the context of what you've done wrong. But if you work on bringing a karban shalom constantly to Hashem and to in all your relationships, in adding positivity, in thanking people, and acknowledging people, checking what people are doing, checking in to see how somebody is, calling to say I love you, you build a relationship of positivity. You build a relationship that's centered around the karban shalom, that's centered around peace and thankfulness. And then the karban chatas, the karban asham, the karban ola all fall into place beautifully. Maybe we zocha to ultimately bring the karban shalom very soon when we make the truest peace with Hashem and Klal Yisrael and the entire world.